Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the beloved Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. And Jim, we always love polls that suggest things are trending in the direction that we would like to see. And we get a couple of good ones from Fox News. And before people who aren't so conservative scoff at that, we should point out that they contract with both Republican and Democratic polling firms to make this work. So this should be relatively reliable. Basically, what we've learned in a couple of different areas is that Mitt Romney is up nationally on the president, 46 to 44. The president's approval rating is down to 42%. That's a pretty decent slip from just last month. And this vaunted gender gap, according to the Fox poll, shows that there is a gender gap. Romney's up 14 among men. Obama's up 8 among women. And independents are trending towards Mitt Romney. We also learned that 56% of Americans, including a lot of independents, believe that the president was deliberately trying to intimidate the Supreme Court in the wake of the Obamacare hearing. So you got to like what you're seeing here at the end of the week.
You do, Greg. And it's worth noting that this is a poll of, I believe, 910 registered voters. That's a perfectly fine sample size. You see polls of 400, 500, 600 people all the time. So it's good in that. It's registered voters, not likely voters. So if you were to put a likely voter screen on that, it's really not that unthinkable that each number could get maybe a percentage point or two better for Mitt Romney. I would not say that this is any reason for anyone on the Republican side or the Romney campaign to get too confident. This is a 2 percentage point lead within the margin of error. And if you look at the state-by-state polling, that Romney has really come out of the primary with a lot of work to do. Places like Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. I mean, let's not, you know, fool ourselves into think this is a slam dunk.
Oh, no.
But worth noting that Obama goes into this election in a very tough spot, that basically the circumstances in this country haven't gotten better in the last 4 years. And that's a major, major obstacle to overcome. And so we can talk about stay-at-home moms and the gender gap and the war on women and the Buffett rule and all, whatever the you know, scandal or hullabaloo du jour is. At the end of the day, come October, November, Americans are going to have to assess how their lives are going and how they like the last 4 years. And polls like this suggest they're not that impressed. You know, still a lot of work to do, but this is good news and a good end to what has been a very good week for the Romney campaign.
Yeah, it has been, certainly, with Santorum getting out. That saves them a lot of money and basically starts the healing process sooner than they would have even expected, probably. Also on the economy, big edge for Mitt Romney, 55-37 for those who say the economy is extremely important. They prefer Mitt Romney, and 62-29 on the federal deficit. So if he can stay on message, that could certainly bode well for him. Yesterday's good martini was, of course, the comments by Hillary Rosen suggesting that stay-at-home moms such as Ann Romney never worked a day in their lives. After much cajoling from her own party, she offered a half-hearted apology, and we're all supposed to move on now. But yesterday at the White House briefing room, that was certainly not the case. And so Jay Carney doing his level best, I guess, to try and distance himself and the administration from Hillary Rosen, offered up this extraordinarily lame defense. Because as Jim Garrity pointed out yesterday, Hillary Rosen has been to the White House 35 times, which is 4 times more than the current director of the CIA, who is also, oh, by the way, our top military official for the past several years. So here's Jay Carney trying to explain that away.
First of all, I haven't seen the records. I don't know that Hillary Rosen, I know of three personally, women named Hillary Rosen, so I'm not sure that that those represent the person we're talking about necessarily. So I really can't comment on the number of visits since I'm not sure that's accurate.
Well, how about the degree of this particular Hillary Rosen's...
I don't know how many times she's been here. She's not a, you know, she is a Democratic strategist. She's a CNN contributor, as far as I know. I don't believe I don't know how to assess her overall relationship with people here in the White House, but I have not seen her here very frequently.
Who? Hillary who? You know, necessarily, as far as I know. The other Hillary Rosens he probably knows, he went to school with, maybe, and, you know, they don't live anywhere near Washington. So this plausible deniability game is pretty weak.
First of all, when I was putting up these numbers of numbers of visits in yesterday's blog post, Greg, I was quick to emphasize that it was someone by the name of David Petraeus. It was someone by the name of the, because apparently early on in Obama's administration, when they started releasing these White House visitor logs, there was a Jeremiah Wright who visited, but it was not the Reverend Jeremiah Wright who we all remember from the 2008 campaign. So people can have, it's possible to have two folks who have the same name. Hillary Rosen doesn't seem like that common a name, but it's conceivably possible that there's some other Hillary Rosen out there who's went to the White House. How many of those visits, it's kind of hard to believe that there's another Hillary Rosen that would be responsible for all of those visits. And so I did some looking. And, you know, the white pages are not always complete, but there's only one Hillary Rosen in the District of Columbia, Greg. None in Virginia, none in Maryland. So at least in the immediate Washington, D.C. area, there is only one Hillary Rosen who would be the most likely person to be going to the White House 35 times. This was probably the closest we've seen Jay Carney come to waving his hand at the White House press corps and saying, this is not the Hillary Rosen you're looking for. These are not the droids you're looking for. Move along, move along. And I have said, like, there's a profane term that sports fans like to chant when they see a bad call by a referee. Let's just say, horse pucky is a version of it, you know, balderdash, you know, just picture that with a thing. I just love to hear that come from the White House press corps someday. Wouldn't you, Greg? When Jay Carney really offers something terribly lame, they should just be able to just start saying, no, we reject that. We know you're not, you're just lying to us. If you're going to give us a variation of the old line from Homicide, from Richard Belzer, the comedian, saying, look, don't lie to me like I'm Montel Williams. You're saving up all the good lies for some other cop. I am not Montel Williams. Don't lie to me. Give me at least your good lies. And this was by no means one of the good lies from Jay Carney. He's not even trying anymore.
Yeah, Scott McClellan never got away with that when he got flustered at the podium. So
he would just, you know, stare wide-eyed and terrified and then run from the podium. And that's a perfectly acceptable response. Retreat is always respectable.
Exactly. Well, on to Martini number three now. Unfortunately, we can laugh a little bit about this one as well. What North Korea is trying to do is certainly not funny in the least. And the fact that we're doing very little to hold them accountable seems to be pretty pathetic as well. But this much-vaunted missile launch that was supposed to scream over Japan, which had this huge debate going about whether Japan would try to shoot down the missile. This was a long-range missile, Jim, that lasted about 90 seconds. So at the point where...
Not that long, Greg.
Not even that long? It's about as riveting as Geraldo and Al Capone's vault, as it turned out. There just wasn't much to the story. And so I guess this could also qualify potentially as a second good martini. North Korea's evil intentions are not anywhere close to being matched by their actual competence. And that's funny and good at the same time.
And it's one of those things where, in a way, if you feel like the threat, look, there's no denying the threat from North Korea is serious. We understand very little of the decision making within what they used to call the Hermit Kingdom. Whether or not the quality of their nuclear program is super terrific, in fact, having watched the missile test not work well, boy, Greg, you'd want to stand a nice safe distance away from any nuclear tests they run, don't you think?
Yes.
That thing may not go off the way it's supposed to. Having said that, incompetence in one form of missile launching does not necessarily mean this is not a dangerous threat to the peninsula, to Asia, and, you know, to the whole region. So I hope that the incompetence of this particular event, a test on the part of the North Koreans, doesn't get everybody kind of dismissing the North Korea as a threat. In a way, if you feel like this administration has kind of been flailing on a lot of these issues, I mean, we were just offered North Korea food aid like 17 days ago. And now we are pulling that, you know, offer of food aid because they then, you know, they weren't supposed to be testing missiles as part of the, you know, requirements under this deal. You know, it'd be nice to see if we could have a serious foreign policy discussion. You know, but we got it. You know, Obama has been doing like three or four straight days on the Buffett rule. And, you know, this administration doesn't have a lot to talk about. If we want to talk about real issues and you know, the president's record, that's more than fine with me. So we will see how things shake out. Hopefully everything in North Korea remains this comical level. The day that it is not, things could get very bad for us. So a slightly ominous but still enjoyable crazy martini today.
Jim, enjoy your weekend. It should be great here in the D.C. area. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks so much for being with us all week. And please join us again on Monday for the next edition of the Three Martini Lunch.